Phoneboy Speaks, episode 182, Basic Programming. The first computer I had was a TRS-80 model MC-10, which my dad had bought me for Christmas one year. And there were no computer programs for it. Essentially, it was a blank slate where if I wanted anything, I had to learn how to program on my own. And what I eventually did was I eventually got some books from the library. There were David H. All's Basic Computer Games books. And I would type the programs in and run them. And I would learn, you know, I'd debug them because I'd of course make typos and stuff. And, you know, and I'd occasionally tweak them. And so this is how you end up learning stuff, right? Is you have working code, you put it in, and you make mistakes, and you maybe improve the code and make it better, or make it do things that it didn't do before. And this is how I learned programming before I got to junior high school, where we had programming classes in Logo, which is another language where you take a turtle and you move it around the screen and it draws things. I'd written a horse racing game. I thought that was kind of clever. We also had to do like a Pig Latin thing, I think, is another thing. But anyway, the way I learned how to do computer programming was essentially through these books. And that was how I learned. And so it turns out that this book still exists in an online form. And even better is that you can get an ebook version that has the programs rewritten for something called Small Basic, which is something that Microsoft has put out as a programming language for beginners. And Microsoft does make development tools, so this is not out of the ordinary for Microsoft. But they even refer to this book that you can get, and say it's an EPUB form, or it's a Microsoft Word document. And you can get all these programs, and the programs are all rewritten for Small Basic. So somebody can take these programs and run them in an environment and essentially learn programming. And again, this is how I did it. And I'm gonna insist my son actually type these in rather than take the digital files and copy paste them. I'd much say this is how I learned and how I made mistakes and everything. And I think it's an excellent way to do it. And it's great to see that this old book is still around and people are still using it, and even Microsoft is referring to it. I think it's I think more people need to learn programming, and I don't know how many people actually still use Basic anymore. I mean, I know a lot of high-end stuff is written in many other languages, and the concepts are the same, though. I mean, regardless of whether it's a Basic or what it is, I've probably written programs in more than a dozen programming languages over the years, and they're all the same in a lot of ways, and it's the concepts that carry from programming language to programming language. The syntax, or the way that you structure the instructions to the compiler, are a little different in each of these languages, but the basic concepts and thinking in certain ways and breaking a program down into multiple small steps is all of that stuff's the same. And so I'm looking forward to unleashing this upon my son, who I ran the idea by, and he said, "Oh, that sounds interesting. Maybe we'll do that." And so, now that I have this Small Basic book, I get it in EPUB format, and there's even a basic version that's written for. It sounds like a worthwhile way of teaching my son programming without having to put him in a computer programming class, which may or may not be easy to find. I'm not quite sure. I think my wife was looking into it at some point, but this is how I learned, and I figure it can't hurt him to learn the same way. So we're going to try it out and see how it goes. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.